You're listening to the Sooner Junkies podcast. Podcast for Sooner fans.
Connor Paz, we got Josh Irvin back. But, yeah, we're talking about the OU girls and guys. They both had a rough end of the season. Both of them actually started hot, too. They both started hot.
Yeah. I think they both got something to build on. A little momentum going into the offseason.
Yeah. Because OU and Moses, they started 11-2, I believe, when you count that. The Florida win and the Arkansas win, getting those top 15 wins to start the season.
Yeah, I think they did that and then lost 13 in a row or something.
Yeah, I think it was 11 of their last 13. It was, jeez, like they started 1-1 in a Big 12 play, then they got that Iowa State win at home, and then man, ever since that, it went south. I'm ready to see Moser get after the recruiting, him coming back for his second year. I think he's gonna do great things. He's gonna keep
I think so too.
And he's gonna keep that defensive intensity too, especially what he had at Loyola. He carried that on to OU. We've seen OU really get after it on the defensive end in games. They may not be hitting shots during the game, but I mean they'll play defense for 40 minutes.
Yeah, and the softball team's balling out again.
Softball team's balling. They got that. Yeah, they did. They count as a run rule because it happened in the sixth inning. I don't know, man. I have mixed feelings about the softball run rule, the 7-5. Because I guess 7 runs is kind of a lot, but you can still come back. You can make a rally. We've seen that in baseball a lot.
Right.
Team starting a rally, get like, say, hey, three runs in the sixth inning, three or four runs in the seventh inning, and hey, we got a ball game.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they've run ruled like 21 of their 25 games.
Yeah, 21 of the 25.
I think it's 26 of them right now.
And Kentucky, they just came off. They came off beating Alabama a few days before that.
Yeah, they were good. I mean, they're a good team.
So I'm really wondering who can give Patty Gasso and the Sooners a game, other than UCLA. Alabama, Florida State, I'd probably say those three.
We could honestly see
another rematch, OU and Florida State. I believe Florida State, they got upset by, I thought I saw it on Twitter, but Boston College last week.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see who all gets in the World Series. I know we still got a ways to go because conference play hasn't started yet. But
I think it starts this week.
Yeah, with Baylor. They play – Baylor's not a bad softball club. They're decent.
No.
But down the road –
OSU's good again.
OSU, yeah. I'm thinking down the road, who in the Big 12 can actually play seven innings with OU. Texas and OSU, those two, maybe. Other than that, I don't think any team's really going to hang in.
Yeah.
Because OSU and Texas are the only two other teams that are ranked, I believe.
Yeah, OSU's good. I think I watched them a couple weeks ago.
We need to get some tickets.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Because they're freaking sold out they're selling out every game like a week before.
I looked up tickets for Saturday's game, and it's like $100.
Is it really going up like that?
I thought that'd be cheaper than that, but yeah.
It goes up like that?
Yeah. The $100.
Gosh, dude.
Right. I mean, they're selling out. They might as well.
Meanwhile, we got freaking OKC Thunder tickets for $2.
Yeah.
you go sit up in the nosebleeds for a couple bucks.
That'd be sweet. They're so bad.
They won yesterday. They beat the Magic yesterday.
They weren't really.
That was a game they weren't supposed to win, but they won.
Yeah.
They needed to lose that. Those are the games that you need to lose. The Sixers, Jazz, Suns, Bucks, those are the games you know you're gonna lose. Then when you play those Magics, Rockets, yeah. Those are the games that you just gotta try to lose because both teams are bad. You just gotta see who plays worse.
Who's better at tanking?
Yeah, who's better at tanking? Who wants to draft picks?
But speaking of basketball, let's talk about your bracket.
My bracket, huh? Hey,
yeah,
man. Well, it started off. So my first upset of the day was South Dakota State. I watched a few games in that Summit League, you know, with like ORU, that league.
Yeah,
I was like, man, this team can play. They were shooting lights out, and I'm like, then I saw Providence get beat by Creighton in the second round of the Big East by 25, I think. So I'm like, okay, this looks like an automatic South Dakota State dub right here. But of course they start the game off shooting. They hit like 1-3 in the first half. They went like 1-for-11. I'm like, dude, how do you do that? How do you go from scoring 80, 90 points in your conference games, just lighting it up, and then you just go cold?
I don't know, but I went and
Iowa did the same thing.
Yeah, Iowa was your winner, weren't they?
Kentucky was, but I had Iowa.
Yeah, old Dickie B. Same teams.
Yeah, Dickie B had Kentucky, not Iowa too.
Well, you were out of the bracket challenge in like a day.
That was right off the bat. I knew that was gonna happen too, because I saw my upsets and I'm like, man, I may have too many upsets. I know there's some upsets that are going to happen, but I don't know about all of these.
Yeah, that's all right.
I had Colgate winning two games, yeah. beating Wisconsin and then Iowa State.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Colgate decides to go cold too. So all the teams that light up from three, they did not do that in the first round. They did literally the opposite.
Yeah.
I thought they're what'd you say?
I still got a chance. I don't know if it'll happen, but I'm still in the money.
Dude, Ty, well, then Lazenby's always up there. He win it last year?
I think he got like
He was close. He always puts together a good bracket.
Yeah, Well, he's probably the only one that knows what he's actually talking about. Yeah. That's why we had him on here. Special guest, baby.
I know. I think he's got the Zags. He's got the Zags.
Yeah, I got Gonzaga playing Arizona in mine.
You do? Yeah. Dude, I don't know if I can trust the Zags. I think Arkansas, I think the game just started Arkansas, but I think Arkansas will give them a run for their money.
Oh, I had them playing Arizona. Did I say Arkansas?
No, but I'm just saying they play. They started off. They start tip off at 6:20 tonight. Arkansas.
I think it's on right now.
Yeah, I think Arkansas will get them all they want. But I'm trying to think, Houston, man. So you haven't beaten Houston. I like Samson's Houston club.
Heck, dude, I think I had Houston getting beat. Last round.
Oh, you did? Because that team's fun to watch. Dude, they get after it on defense, and when they're hitting shots, too, that's dangerous.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. I'm glad it's back on. I've been bored the last 4 days.
I know. I do not enjoy that break. They have like a 4-day break.
Yeah. Well, Monday, Tuesday, 3-day break. Some of them have 4.
How about the old St. Peter's Peacocks?
Ooh.
man.
They're kind of killing my bracket, but it's kind of cool.
Dude, they're kind of fun to watch. They look good against, well, obviously Kentucky. Every time they just kept answering, Kentucky would answer, and St. Peter's would come right back, and they just never went away. But their team,
that really hurt me.
I'm surprised they stayed in with Kentucky, because when they played Murray State that next round, you could see that St. Peter's is more of like a defensive team. They don't really like score a lot of points. But against Kentucky, they just kept hitting.
They're a good team. Who do they play?
They play Purdue. I want their luck to keep going, but man, Purdue's a good club. They got that.
I had Purdue losing last round.
Texas beat them.
Yeah,
man, rooting on the Horns.
Bro, it was hard to do, but it was the only big step team I think I had making it this far.
I don't know how you root on the Horns.
I called the Baylor North Carolina upset.
You did. I was dang near.
Manic balled out.
He did. That was a stupid ejection he had.
Yeah, that was pretty soft.
They said they saw him score 28 points. They're like, hey, that's enough. Gotta get you out of here.
Then North Carolina kind of fell apart after that.
Yeah, Baylor came storming back. That was pretty impressive. Down 25 with 10 minutes left?
Yeah, it was a lot.
23.
I had to work that day.
They were down, was it 23 or 25?
It was a lot.
But we can go back to spring ball just for a little bit. But how about seeing old Schmitty on the –
Dude, those videos are firing me up.
Man. Dude, it was funny. BV, they had a video of BV, like, he was getting after it. He was yelling, like, to the defensive line.
The D line? Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, in the group, right when they were starting their freaking interception drill.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. Little D line.
Had a funny tweet. I can't remember what it was, but it was like, I picture it now, D line. Pick six or something.
Yeah. D lineman with the pick sixes. Oh, that was hilarious. Then he was telling – he was trying to tell some story with Mike Leach. You see that in a press conference?
No, I didn't.
He was trying to tell a story back in 1999 with Mike Leach. Like, Venables press conferences are pretty impressive. Like, all those –
He talks a lot.
All the writers and media will say, like, Venables will start out with an introduction, like speech or whatever, so welcome. And he, like, rambles on for, like, 30 minutes, like 20, 30 minutes. And the press conference is only supposed to be, like, up to an hour.
Yeah. They ask one question, he just goes off. I've noticed that. I've listened to a couple podcasts that he's on, too, and it's the same way.
BV loves to talk. I wonder if that's just
kind of exciting.
Yeah. If he's born with that energy, or does he just drink a ton of coffee and just freaking Red Bulls left and right? Dude,
sponsored by Red Bull.
Dude, he's always got energy.
Yeah, it's freaking cool.
Man, I didn't realize how deep a voice Jeff Lebby had.
I didn't hear him talk.
Man, it's deep. I did not expect that, because I haven't heard him really in an interview yet or anything. Yeah. Man, he's got a deep voice, him and Todd Bates.
Yeah.
Todd Bates, man, he's going to be a really good piece for OU, just getting elite defensive linemen to Norman.
Yeah.
Because that's something we really need and kind of been missing a little bit.
I like that.
I wonder what Perrion Winfrey and, you know, guys like Nick Benito, what they could have done under this system.
I think they're wanting to know too. I've seen a couple interviews with them talking about it.
Yeah. But hey, they gotta go get their money. They're gonna be, I don't know. I think Perrion Winfrey went up the boards with his NFL combine.
Yeah, absolutely.
He had a good one.
And his Senior Bowl.
Yeah, Senior Bowl. Nick Benito did really well in the combine. Same thing with Osamoa. Osamoa is kind of he's kind of slept on during that combine.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll get paid.
They'll get paid. Then, heck, probably gonna see. Yeah, like I said, Kobe McKenzie and Jaren Connect, they do not look like freshmen when they got to Norman. They're kind of like, I mean, you can't compare, like we've seen the guys who come into Norman for the freshman year and they do not look like freshmen. I mean, Adrian Peterson, for example.
Oh, gosh.
Him showing up.
a little far-fetched comparison.
Him showing up to Norman, that's no freshman. That's like someone's dad running the football.
That's a grown man.
You can say the same thing about P. Ryan. Ryan showing up.
I saw.
Remember, someone went up to him in the weight room, and like someone told like another coach, like, "Hey, who's his dad working out in the weight room?"
Well, he's bald and has a giant beard.
I'm Samaje Perine. I'm your running back.
Yeah. Good grief!
What an animal. He's a freak. It's been fun seeing him and Mixon together in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I wish they would have got the ring.
I do too. I hate going back to the Super Bowl, but I just don't understand why Mixon was not in on the, like, he was non-existent in that last drive. Like, you got the Super Bowl on the line, and you don't have your best back and top five NFL running back in NFL on your last drive. Last drive to win a Super Bowl.
That last play call was so dumb.
Yeah. I mean, I love P. Ryan, but you got a 3rd and 2. I mean, you can trust Mixon to get you those 2 yards.
Yeah, let him follow P. Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah, put P. Ryan fullback. Let him go old school action. We've seen how vicious P. Ryan can be in blocking. Dude, he was a hell of a blocker at OU.
Yeah, he's a stud.
Then at Tennessee when Bake ran that a quarterback option, ran it in, and P. Ryan had that kick out block, freaking money.
Yeah.
Right spot at the right time.
Yeah. Right.
But let's see. So we're talking – so Baker's obviously not going to Indianapolis with the Colts because – they decided to go get the old guy, Matt Ryan. So,
yeah.
He's got, I think realistically, Seattle, Carolina, and New Orleans, I guess. Actually, no, you can probably count New Orleans out of the way since Winston, I guess, is coming back.
Yeah, they just signed
Winston. Something. Unbelievable. This is going to be a terrible mistake if Baker's a backup, which if he goes to if you want him as a backup, he's going to be able to compete for a starting job.
Yeah. Oh yeah. If he's a backup, shoot, that's a lot of fire in his butt, and he'll be getting after it.
Oh yeah, man. It's like that same role he had with. Oh no, I guess he hasn't really had that role. Texas Tech. No, he started right away.
Yeah, started over Mahomes.
But then when he got hurt, Cliff never really, like, put him back in. So that's what made him transfer.
Yeah. His statue will be removed.
I wouldn't mind Carolina. What's that?
No, I was talking about his statue in Norman.
No. Yeah, I'm ready to see what that looks like. Be the crotch grab.
Man, that'd be so sweet.
Oh, that'd be something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's going to be a special time for Baker. And that dude really needs it right now. He needs Sooner fans behind his back.
Yeah, he needs some positivity for sure.
Yeah, he does. But they'll probably have him doing some other stuff. I think probably sign autographs, which I think it's weird that they're doing this after the game. I thought they'd do it, like, halftime. maybe like halftime of the spring game, or maybe right before the spring game. So I wonder if Baker, I wonder if Baker is doing stuff for the fans like during the spring game, maybe.
I don't know.
He could be. I don't know.
That's Lincoln Riley ain't going because their spring game's the same day.
How about that? Scheduling that right after, right after he knew OU's, he knew OU's when the spring game was going to be.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because they came out with it before. Yeah, so he got out of it. He got out of the situation to come back for Baker.
I don't think he would have anyways. Do you?
No. Oh, I don't. That'd be a. Yeah, there's a lot of fans are not going to want to see him. So
I wonder what him and Baker's relationship's like now. I bet Baker was mad.
Yeah, especially with him going on the Colin Cowherd stuff.
Oh yeah,
because you know how Baker feels about him.
Oh yeah, I didn't even think about that. I bet that did tick him off.
Speaking of Muleshoe, we had an incident that Muleshoe blocked Josh Irvin on Twitter after
the Nick Benito tweet finally got him. What was the tweet? It was
the Nick Benito said. Nick Benito said, "Good recruiter, terrible coach." Josh Irvin quotes it at Lincoln Riley.
I've been doing that since he left, and I went to do it. I think Monday, and I clicked on his page, and it said Lincoln Riley has blocked you.
Lincoln Riley said, "I'm gonna go attack this kid from Paw Creek, Oklahoma." Yeah. I'm gonna block him so he can't see any of my stuff.
A guy named Lil Irv.
he's more worried about a Paw Creek kid than his important spring football coming up. Yeah, he had spring practice the next day.
Yeah, I know.
So he's just chilling in his house, freaking 7 p.m. You know, he's working on papers, talking to coaches, make sure everything's right for tomorrow at practice. Instead, I'm gonna go block this kid from Palm Creek, Oklahoma.
Yep. Let me check my Twitter real fast. Oh, I gotta block this guy.
Yeah, that's something.
The relationship's finally over.
Yeah, it's over. It's
officially.
Officially the papers, the divorce papers.
Oh, it's out there.
No, it's signed and off.
Oh, yeah, the made my day, really.
The iconic breakup. The breakup finally happened. What a joke. What a joke he does.
It happened.
I didn't either. Because, you know, he gets a lot of those.
Oh,
so he just
all the time.
He just picks a handful of accounts and goes and blocks them.
That's something, man.
That's something. But,
oh, goodness.
Let's see. We talked about spring ball in this second one, didn't we?
Yeah. We might be ourselves.
Talk about for spring ball, talk about Kobe McKenzie, freshman linebacker, Jared Kinnick, Jaden Gibson, 6'5" target. Some elite freshmen we have in Norman. Jeffrey Johnson, the Tulane defensive line transfer.
Yeah, that's a big dude.
Yeah. Immediate impact on that defensive line, especially with Todd Bates. Yeah, we said Dylan Gabriel looked smooth, throwing it looked fluid. We talked about the Revo helmet, the new style of Revo that's got like no bar on the top of the helmet. Yeah, looks like
kind of ugly right now.
Yeah, it really is ugly. He's the only one I've seen with it. CJ Stroud. CJ Stroud had it, the quarterback at Ohio State. I saw him. I saw Gabriel and Stroud have it. That's about the only ones I've seen yet. Man, I hope more people aren't going to wear that. That does not look good. I don't like it.
I don't think so either. I don't like it.
It's like they're just trying to be like flashy and it just looks stupid instead. Spring ball lead up to the spring game. Then Baker's thing after. Oh, what are you gonna do with you got Brown's gear?
Oh yeah,
he's gonna leave
Baker jersey.
He's gonna leave it in the closet.
I don't know. I might go give it to someone.
Send a message a Brown. Yeah, message a Browns fan. Say hey, yeah. What's this? Trying to get rid of my Browns closet here.
Got a couple hats, couple shirts.
There better not be one Cleveland Brown Baker jersey at that spring game.
Oh gosh, I bet there is.
I hope people are smart before they leave their house, or at least have watched ESPN for the last, or gotten updates on, or have gotten some kind of sports updates the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, surely.
I hope people are smarter than that. Yeah, I hope so. But you never know. There may be some of those people that say, well, it's still a Baker jersey. I don't know why it's such a big deal.
Oh, yeah. It'll happen. I guarantee it.
It's just the Browns.
Just the Browns and the Baker. That's where he's at right now.
Gosh. I knew we took a risk to have the Cleveland Browns as our new NFL team. I knew we took a risk. I had a feeling. I forgot to mention some of that Steelers talk that I honestly hope does not happen.
Oh yeah,
I do not want him going to Pittsburgh.
His backup, Mitch Rudolph.
Yeah, that situation would be funny. And then if they didn't get Matt Ryan and they brought in Baker, Sam Ehlinger is his backup.
Oh yeah. Oh, dude, Jim Traber would be heated if Baker goes to
Steelers. I don't think Baker wants to do that. He don't want to go from to your get traded to your rival.
Yeah, oh, I doubt it. But then again, he might want to just go beat the Browns. But
that is true. That is true. Good point. Yeah, because the Browns are talking about that they don't really want Baker staying in the AFC, so they can avoid. Pretty much to avoid playing him.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't blame him.
I don't know. That's a little soft by that Browns organization, not wanting to play Baker.
They are soft.
Man. Because maybe they know what he can do when he's dangerous, but they don't want to give a chance coming off a torn labrum his whole year, and he kept playing, didn't sit out. And then you trade him.
Yeah.
Baker brought them out of the gutter. And then he gets treated like this.
Now they're super greedy now.
They are greedy. I saw someone tweet this, but it's totally true that we would not be talking about the Cleveland Browns if it wasn't for Baker.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Ever since he got drafted. He's the reason why they actually get good players through the trades and free agencies in the trade market. He's the reason why big names have been coming to Cleveland now. Pathetic. It's pathetic.
I hope they go back to 0-16.
That would be funny. It'll be something if Deshaun Watson came and play.
Good grief, that situation.
Dude. I'm probably gonna keep all that. Probably gonna keep all the clothes in the closet. I mean, you can't wear it.
Oh no, I'm not wearing it.
I mean, obviously, the only reason why we're rooting on the Browns because of six. So,
oh yeah.
I'm glad I only have a few of them though. I don't have a load or ton of them.
Is that your closet right there?
Yeah, some of it. My clothes, my shirts. A little small variety.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Connor Pasby, Josh Irvin, out of here.
See you, boys.